Okay, before we go on, we're back to a few of the things we learned yesterday, and we'll go on. The Kriya Shema Lamita. You already mentioned that the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh all hold, you all have to say the first parsha. And the Rambam holds that if you're very tired and you're falling asleep, then even the first pasuk is enough, or even stam psukim of rachmim, because the whole thing is not to be yotzei kriya shema, it's just to get protection from mazikin. The Rabbeinu Chananel says you have to read the second parsha too, and some learn that he holds that when it says ad v'hayim shamo, it means ad v'ad b'chlau, till but including. And there's a Rabbeinu Yeruchim who says it read all three parshios. And the reason is that the number of words in all three parshios is 248, connected the evarim of a person that needs shmirah from mazikin. Either Gemara says tovahim shamoa. I don't know what Rabbi Yeruchim holds. Maybe he just holds it. Or you only have to read tovahim shamoa, but it's a good idea to read all three parshios. The Rif, the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch say that you say first Kriya Shema, and then you say Hamakel in the end. And the Rambam says that first you say Hamatal and then you read Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is the closest thing to falling asleep. The Magen Avraham says the difference between them, whether you say the Bracha first or Kriya Shema first, is what's the purpose of Kriya Shema Lamita? Is it in order to protect you from Azikim? That's why you say Kriya Shema? Or is it that you should be able to fall asleep learning Torah? And if it's because of a Shemira, so then the Bracha and the Kriya Shema have the same idea behind them, it's not a Hetzer. But if it's in order to fall asleep from learning, then the learning has nothing to do with the Bracha of Hamapil, and then it would be a Hetzer. Okay, another possibility is, the Shaila is, what is Kriya Shema Lamita? Is it a Bracha on you're going to sleep now? Then there's an idea of a hefzik. You have to go say the bracha immediately before you go to sleep. Not be matzik with anything else in between. Or the bracha is on the minig of going to sleep. It's not on you going to sleep now. It's on the concept of sleep. And therefore there's no idea of hefzik at all. And the Aruch HaShulchan Taka holds like that. There's no idea of hefzik at all. The idea is on going, when you're ready to go to sleep, you make a bracha on sleep in general. Not on your going to sleep. Okay. Mishnah Berurah seems to hold not like that. Therefore, lechatchila, it's good not to be matzik with other brachas and other things and talking between the bracha and going to sleep. But in times of necessity, it can be samach on the Aruch HaShulchan and others that the bracha is not on going to sleep, it's on sleep in general, and therefore there's no idea of a hetzik between the bracha and the actual sleep. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says that you say this bracha when you're in the bed itself, right? And the Ramah seems to say it's somach limitaso, right before you get into bed. Okay, and we had before whether lamaisi you're allowed to say it lying down and how lying down or whatever. Okay, now Birchas HaShachar. The Tosfos here, the Rosh, the Rambam, all hold that the brachas are on the enjoyment of the things you're making the bracha on. And the Chatchila, they used to make the bracha right before they did those things. And if you don't enjoy those things, in other words, you don't do those things, you don't make the brachas. The only exception, even according to them, is Hanosin L'Sech V'Dina, Tosa says, that Asher Nosin L'Sech V'Dina, that has nothing to do with hearing a rooster crow or not. That's on the inyan that God gave the ability to distinguish between day and night. That bracha you make no matter what, even if you didn't hear a rooster crow. But all the other ones, Tosfos holds, you only make if you actually do those things. And therefore, the shita that holds that on Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, where you don't wear shoes, you don't make the bracha of Hashas Ali called Tzarki. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch also paskins like the Rambam. And even says that you'd only make the bracha asher nasan l'sech v'vina if you heard the rooster crow. If you didn't hear the rooster crow, then you don't make that bracha. The Ramah says that the ma'isa, the brachas, are not made on these things. It's made on minhago shel olam. You're thanking the Rabbanu Shem that there are these things in the world. Even if you yourself didn't put on shoes that day, but you thank the Rabbanu Shem for the fact that people put on shoes, that there's shoes to put on. So even if you didn't actually have those things today, you also make the bracha according to the Rambam. the Magen Avraham says, that's only if you're in a place where somebody is doing these things. But if you're in a place where nobody hears the rooster, you're in a desert, right, somewhere out where there's no roosters or whatever, then the Magen Avraham holds that what's it called, you don't make this bracha. Others hold even in that situation. It's a bracha bechlal on the inyan in the world, not even if it's, even if it's impossible in that place for you to have heard it. The Aruch HaShulchan holds that even a lokai neshama and hamavir shena me'enai are not on your sleep specifically, but on the fact that people get up in the morning and the Rabban Hashem returns the neshama in the morning for people who slept. And he would hold, therefore, that you make these brachas even if you didn't sleep all night. We're not noeg like that. We're noeg more like the other shitas, that those two brachas we only make if we sleep at night, not if you're up all night. But basically you see that there's two different opinions what these brachas are. Right? Some of them, all of them, if they're brachas on the actual hanoh of what you're being nehenna, or the brachas on minhago shalolam, on what's in the world. Even the Aruch HaShulchan holds, however, that sha'asali sarki is only if you're wearing shoes. I was thinking, what's the difference between this and the other brachas? Because here you mention li. Sha'asali kol sarki. All the other ones you could say are general brachas, generic brachas on the thing that is. Rokal ar samayim, zokep kefufim, right? Matir asurim. All of them are said in a generic way. But sha'asali kol sarki is not sha'asa la'olam kol sarcho. You're doing me. So here, even those who hold on the other ones, they're generic. Here, it has to be that you put on your shoes. The Maaseh Minig is not. The Minig is to say the bracha shasli kol tzarki, even if you don't put on shoes. And it looks like on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Okay, now, the Gemara's mashma, that you make these brachas as soon as, even before you get up. Even before you wash negelas. Right? And the Rashba says that they were very careful, even when they slept, not to touch parts of their body that would necessitate Kriya Shema. So when they woke up in the morning, they didn't need the Tilas Yadayim, really. That's what the Rashba says. We are not like that, and therefore you can't make any of these brachas till you wash Negel Vasser. The Rosh says that you don't need Negel Vasser for these brachas. These brachas you can say, even if your hands are not clean. And Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, says that the minig was to make these brachas in the shul because of the Tilas Yadayim, and also because there are Amaratzim who don't know how to make them, and this way everybody can make them together, so everybody can be Yotzi with them. Elokai Neshama is a bracha samuch l'chaverta, therefore it doesn't start with Baruch, and therefore you should say it immediately after Asher Yotzar, and not what's it called by itself. So it should be bracha samuch l'chaverta. And Tosfos says it's not a bracha samach l'chaverta. That's not the reason it doesn't start with Baruch. Tosfos says it's just hodah bi'alma, and therefore it doesn't start with Baruch. The nafka mina would be where you say it. In some sidurim, Elokai Neshama is immediately after Asher Yotzar, and that's because it's a bracha samach l'chaverta. And in others, it's after Birchas HaTorah. And then it's not a bracha samach, because you have all those psukim in between that are matzik. And that would be according to Tosfos. Zokef kefufim. If you said zokef kefufim before you said matir asurim, then there are many that hold you don't say matir asurim anymore, because one is included in the others. Okay, just like if you said shalo asani isha before you said shalo asani goy and shalo asani oved, you don't say the other two because it's included. Rav Amram Gon and Rav Nuturai Gon says that Bizman Hazeh, you shouldn't say Oter Yisrael, because we don't wear a sudr, we don't wear the special headgear that you would make Oter Yisrael. Tosfos says it goes on any hat, even a yarmulke, and therefore, even today, we make this bracha Oter Yisrael b'sifara. Every one of these brachas starts with a bracha. L'chara, why should they all start with a bracha? Right, you should just say one bracha and then just the end, because they're all bracha samach l'chaverta. But since they were made l'chatchila to do when you do each thing, and each one therefore is a separate entity to itself, right? They don't depend on any of the others. Each one is separate when you did that thing. Therefore, they were masakin all of them to start with a bracha. Then there's also machlokis whether Yiratzom Lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, right, is part of the last bracha, Mavushena, or it's a new bracha. Right, some hold that Yiratzom Lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Shtagleinu Basar Secha, is a new bracha by itself. And therefore, you answer Aldein after Hamavir Sheinu Me'ena Yisnuma Me'afapoi. And our minig is not to answer Aldein there, to consider that the Ratzon, a connection to Hamavir Sheinu, it's all one long bracha, and therefore we say via Hiratzon, not Yehi Ratzon. There's another Girsa Yehi Ratzon, and that would be more that that's a separate bracha, and you answer Aldein after Hamavir Sheinu Me'ena. Okay. Whatever it's in the city. Okay, the, let's go on. Yes. Okay, we're up to Samech Hamed Beis. The two dots. Chayiv Adam Levarech. Chayiv Adam Levarech al HaTova, Kishem Shem Levarech al HaRoi. You have to make a bracha on good, just like you make a bracha on bad. Mar says, "My chayv levorich al haroa k'shem shemavorich al tova." You have to make a bracha on the bad, just like you make on the good. Ilei m'k'shem shemavorich al tova, tova meitiv, kach mavorich al haroa, tova meitiv. Just like you make a bracha on good, hatova meitiv. You make the same bracha on bad, hatova meitiv. For hasnan al besuros tova, somer hatova meitiv. Al besuros ro, somer baruch dayin ho'emes. It's not true. On good things you say hatova meitiv, and on bad things you say dayin ho'emes. You have to makabel it besimcha. And we've explained many, many times, doesn't mean that you are besimcha, that you're overjoyed and happy when you make this bracha. Happy at what happened. Because lemaisa is not the metzias. The metzias is that you're making a dayin ha'emes, right, and not hatova meitiv, because if it would be that you'd be just as happy when you make the hatova meitiv, the hadayin ha'emes as we make hatova meitiv, then make hatova meitiv. Right? If you're supposed to look at all bad as good, then make the bracha tova meitiv. But the idea is that you're saying dayin ha'emes, I'm mekabel the mussar of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know that he, judges truth. And that's in my estimation, that's the meaning of the bracha. Not dayin ha'emes, the true judge, as it's translated in many siddurim, including Art Scroll, but the judge of truth. Because dayin ha'amiti would be the true judge, where amiti is an adjective describing the judge. Dayan ha'emes means dayan being a verb, dayan ha'emes, he is the judge of truth. He judges how the truth has to come. Sometimes the truth comes in sweet ways, sometimes it comes in bitter ways. When it comes in bitter ways, it's bitter, and you cry over it. But your makabalit besimcha, Rashi says, levorich al midas puranios belevav sholeh. He doesn't say besimcha v'tuv levav. He says belevav sholem. Lekublinu besimcha means simcha over here does not mean being happy and joyful, right? As the Sefer HaYikarim says, it says ivdu es Hashem besimcha, and it says ivdu es Hashem beyira. How could they go together? Yira and simcha are not the same thing. So he says no, you have to be beyira, but you should be a certain satisfaction. When you have that yira and that trembling in awe, that you're doing the right thing. So you're happy that you're doing the right thing. So that's not being happy that you don't have trembling in awe. You're not at that moment jumping for joy and joyful. But you have a certain satisfaction, right, that you are doing what's right. That's the same thing over here. Right? You have to have a full heart that when you make that bracha, dayin ha'emes, and you're crying, that you feel satisfied, that you know that the crying that you're doing is for a purpose. They are makabel it besimcha. I'm makabel my yisurim, I'm makabel my suffering besimcha. I'm makabel the fact that I have to suffer, and I have to cry, and I have to feel bad, but I'm doing that with the satisfaction of knowing there's a purpose for it. That's what it means. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Omer of Acha Mishum Reb Levi, Mikra, what's the pasuk? And the Rambam, who says that you never know what's good and what's bad or whatever, and therefore you should be happy, he also doesn't mean that you have to jump for joy. The Rambam lost his brother, and he writes that he was distraught. Lachari wasn't Makayim what he says in his own Pirush and Mishnayos, that he's supposed to be happy. He was distraught over his brother, but inside he was Makabel that besimcha. He said, the Rabban Hashem wants me to be distraught. He wants me to suffer. He wants me to cry. Right, so I'm crying and I'm distraught, and I but I feel happy, right, satisfied in the fact that there's a purpose for that. That's what it means. There's no shaila in my mind, not even a 1% that that's not the pshat. And all the maisim and all the things that anybody will tell me, right, will pretty much never convince me unless somebody says the theory says it's not that. Okay. Otherwise, all the things that it says mean what I'm telling you now. Okay. And the proof is that that's the metzius. Right. There's nobody in this world, including all the maisim of Gemara or whatever, or even the people who said Gamzu Latova, that word was different. Right. The Gamzu Latova doesn't mean they click their heels when the bad things happen. It means they felt bad. But they accepted it, that that was Rasan Hashem. So. Okay. Omer of Acham Yishum Rav Levi, Maikro, Chesed U'Mishpat, Ashira L'cho Hashem. I will sing to you for Chesed U'Mishpat, Azamra, L'cho Hashem Azamra. Im Chesed Ashira. If I get Chesed, I'll sing to you. Im Mishpat Ashira. And if Mishpat, I'll sing to you, Rabban Hashem. It's different songs. One's a song that's in the nusach of what's it called, of Simchas Torah, and the other one's a song that's in the nusach of Tisha B'Av. But I'm singing, right? Singing meaning I'm giving thanks to the Rav Amishon for whatever it is that comes. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omer Mehocha, Ba'ashem Ahalil Davar, Belokim Ahalil Davar. Ba'ashem Ahalil Davar, Zamida Tova. Belokim Ahalil Davar, Zamidas Puranios. Rabbi Tanchum Omer Mehocha, Kos Yishuos Esa, V'shem Hashem Ekra, Tzara V'yogon Emtso, V'shem Hashem Ekra. Equally call out and have trust in the Rabban Shalom, whether he gives me Yeshuos, or he gives me what's it called, the Tzara V'yogon. The Chassid Yavit says, on the Pasuk, L'Hashem HaYeshua, Al Amchot Birchaseh HaSela. So what it means is, L'Hashem HaYeshua, the Rabban Shalom always brings Yeshuos, but sometimes he brings them in a sweet way, and sometimes he has to bring them in a tragic way. But in the end, it's all for the good. It's all for Yeshua's. So what's our job? Hashem HaYeshua. The Rebbe always brings the Yeshua. What's our job? Al Amcha Birchasecha Sel. We have to decide which bracha to make on the Yeshua. Sometimes we make a Tov HaNeitiv, sometimes we make a Dayin HaEmes. Ultimately, we're making the bracha on the Yeshua. Sometimes we make the bracha with tears, and sometimes we make the bracha b'simcha. Hashem Nasan v'Hashem Lokach, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevorach. Whether the Rabban Hashem is giving or he's taking, you still have to bless him. Amrav hu namrav shrav mishum rav meir v'chein tanu mishmeid rav yekiva la'olam yehei odam rogil lomar kol da'ovid rachmona l'tav avid. What you have to say, person should, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that a person should constantly feel and say, say it, but what's it called? He should feel that everything the Rabban Hashem does is for the good, and where it's necessary, he should say it to emphasize it. Kol ma da'ovid rachmona l'tav avid, and that is different than gamzu l'tova, and even gamzu l'tova is not what people think it means, right? Because Nachum Ish Gamzu is called gamzu l'tova. It's called gamzu because he used to say gamzu l'tova. L'chor tza halacha, everybody has to say kol da'ovid rachmona l'tav avid. So what was the big deal with Nachum Ish Gamzu put on tefillin? Why they call him Nachum Meniach Tefillin? Right? Why they call him, because he did a halach in Shulchan Aruch, they called him Gamzu. But the idea is that what the person has to say is, from the Rabban Hashem standpoint, I know this is good. I don't see it. I'm speaking about the Rabban, called the Ovid Rachmana, whatever the Rabban Hashem does is for the good. That I see it, I don't see it. But I have faith that from the Rabban Hashem standpoint, it's for the good. I see it as bad. Nachum Ish Gamzu went one step further. And he said, Gamzu Latova, right? Not that I see it as good, but I have the feeling at least that it's going to be for the good. I see it as bad also. But it's not just from the Rabban Hashem standpoint, I believe that it's for the good. I also have an understanding that at least it's going to be for the good. That's one step further. That's not what everybody has to do. You have to say, I know, I believe from the Rabban Hashem standpoint it's for the good. From my standpoint, I don't see bechlap. Right, but I have faith from the Rabban Hashem standpoint. Nachum Ish Gamzu went one step further and said it from his perspective. He said it in Hebrew, right, which is like more clear, and the only mechuyav to say in Aramaic. Okay. Ki hada Rabbi Akiva, davi kozu beurcha. An example of this is Rabbi Akiva was traveling. Moto mahi mosi, came to a place, boy ishpiza, and he asked for a place to sleep. Lo yavi lay, and they wouldn't give him a place to sleep. Omar called the Ovid Rachman Latav. So Latav Ovid. So he said, whatever the Rabban Hashem does is for the good, I accept it. Okay. Ozel Ubas Bedivri, went and slept in the field. And I guarantee you, Rabbi Akiva was not overjoyed that I sleep in the field. But he felt there must be a reason for this. And he had with him a rooster and a donkey and a lantern. Osa zika kavi l'shraga. The wind came, put out the lantern. Osa shunra achli l'tarnagola. A cat came and ate his rooster. Osa aryei achli l'chamri. And a lion came and ate his donkey. So now he had nothing. Omar called the Ovid Rachmon l'tav. Right? He said, I accept it, that the maisa is probably for the good. Belelya osa gaisa shavi l'mosa. An army came and took the whole city into captivity at night. Omer lehu lav amri lehu kol mashos hakadosh baruch hu hu hakol letova. Now he said it in Hebrew. So didn't I tell you that everything the Rabbanu Shem does is for the good? Right now you see. Sometimes you don't see it till the next world. Sometimes you see it right away. Here it was clear that it was for the good. Rashi. See the Rashi again. Ilei ma kishem shemavarech ala tova hatova meitiv kach mavarech ala ro tova meitiv, that you have the same exact feelings and make the same exact bracha for good and bad. You're a stoic. Right, good things happen, you're happy. Bad things happen, you're happy. Right, well, it's not. The Mishnah says not like that. A besuros tovos hatova meitiv. It's two different emotions. For besuros tovos is one bracha. The al shmuos ro somer baruch dayno emes. Seems from this the Girsa Rashi has that we think we said it already that besuros is always referred to tov, and shmuos is for ra. Okay, but it's not 100% the rule. For sometimes you find besuros ro's too. But usually besuros means good things and shmuos means bad things. Likublinu besimcha, levorech almidas puranios belev avsholim. Not besimcha gedola, belev avsholim. Elokim loshen dayin, kumo anu Elohim yovod varshneim. Ubas bedivra velon basoda. Havi ba'de tarnagola lakitsa mishnoso. He carried around his alarm clock. Except then they didn't have alarm clocks, so they carried around roosters to wake you up. Hakol letova didn't have a snooze thing, though, the rooster. Hakol letova, ilu hoya ner doluk, hoya hagayis roosi, if my lantern would have been lit, they would have seen the light, and they would have come and got me too. Ilu hoya chamor noer, and if the donkey made noise, o hatarnagol kore, or if the rooster, in the middle of the field, there aren't roosters, they would have known somebody's there with their alarm clock. Right? Hoya hagayis bo, vishovelsi, the legions would have come, and they would have captured me also. Okay, right. The Omar Rav Huna Omar Rav Mishum Rav Meir. La'olam yudvarim shalom muatim ufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person should, his words should be few before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mar Shosan is talking specifically that when bad things happen, right, you shouldn't talk about it too much because you're running the nisayon of having tainas on the Rabbanu Shalom. From the word Elohim, when the Rabbanu Shem deals with you as Elohim, as a din, right, don't talk too much about it. Because God's in the heaven and you're on the earth. And therefore you shouldn't talk too much and not come to the nisayon of having complaints against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can learn this a little bit differently also. There's a maisa with Weitzner of Meisels, Zvi Hirsch Meisels, who was a rav in Chicago in the end of his life. He was a rav in Auschwitz when he was in his, late 20s, early 30s. And he, tells the Meisa that he was once called to the office of the commandant of the camp, which usually meant that you were going to be shot. So he gave away his boots, and he gave away his food, and he gave away his coat, and he said vidui, and he went to the office to be makabel the din. He had no choice one way or the other. So he comes into the office there, and the commandant says, Rabbi, doesn't it bother you that your God is letting us do these terrible things to you? Don't you have any questions on your God, how he's allowing this to happen? So he said, I'll tell you, when I was a little boy in Cheder, our Rebbe said, don't ask too many questions on God, because he'll invite you up to answer your questions. You don't want to be invited up so young, right? You want to be able to stay here a long time. So since then, I didn't ask too many questions on God because I really don't want to be invited up, you know, to get the answers. So he laughed, he let him go. So maybe that's the idea over here also. Don't say too much before the Rabbanu Shem because he's up there and you're down here. If you want to remain down here and don't want to be up there to get the answer, don't speak too much. Don't ask too many questions. Dorash Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizda, my dirsiv, and then the Reb Shamshon from her says that that's what the Rebbe Shlomo answered Moshe Rabbeinu when he asked, why is it Tzadik Baralo, Rasha Vetovlo? So the Rebbe Shlomo told him, Hinei Makom Iti. If you want to see things from my perspective, there's no questions. But if you're not interested in coming up here and seeing it from my perspective, right, then there's no answers. That's what they say. From the Rebbe Shlomo up there, there's no questions. And down here, there's no answers. Okay. Dorash of Nachman bar Rav Chisda, my dechsiv, vayitzer Hashem Elokim es ha'odem b'shnei yudin. It says vayitzer with two yuds. Shnei yitzar, the Rav Hashem created him with two drives, two inclinations. Barach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, echad yitzer ha'tov, echad yitzer ra. One good inclination and one bad. The good these inclinations mean not they're good or bad. It's not the yitzer hara, it's not the satan or whatever. Even though the Gemara says, who yetzer hara, but the idea is that there are inclinations that if you don't control them, they'll usually lead you to good. And there are inclinations, if you don't control them, they'll usually lead you to bad. So the satan is the one who directs the yetzer ra towards bad. Maskif lor of Nachm bar Yitzhar, galamiyata behema deloksi by Yitzhar, yesle Yitzhar, an animal doesn't have inclinations, doesn't have drives. They don't have a yetzer atol. There's no things in animals, right, that will lead it to good instinctively. But an animal has a yetzer ra. The things that, if not controlled, will lead it to bad. Right? You see that there are animals that what's it called that do damage, that kick and bite. Elikir of Shimon Pazi. The Shimon Pazi oily mi yotzri, the oily mi yitzri. Right? The yetzer means whatever I do, if I don't go after my Yetzer Hara. If I do go after my Yetzer Hara, I'm going to have trouble with the Rebbe Shlomo. And if I don't go after my Yetzer Hara, I have trouble with my Yetzer. It's going to bother me. Right? Not going to get it out of my system. And the Marsha says a nice hint. What's the Vayitzer? The two Yuds. One is Vayitzer with a Tzadik. That's the Rebbe Shlomo. And the other is the Reish, the Rasha. So I have two Yitzarim. One is a Tzadik, and one is the Rasha. That's the Tzadik and the Reish. Rashi. The hokach is in the maska shemazekes. We see that animals do damage. Oily miyotzri im elich acher yitzri. If I follow my yetzer hara and don't control it and channel it, and then I have trouble with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Im lo elich acher, if I don't follow it, oily miyitzri hamagiani birurim hamiyagani birurim. Then I'm going to have constant hirurim if I don't give in to my yetzer hara. So either way, I'm at tzoros. Inami could Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Another pshat in Vayitzer, why it says two yuds, that the Rebbe Shlomo formed man with two yuds. Dom Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, do partsuf in Barak Hashem Baruch Hu b'Adam Harishon, shenemar achor v'kedem tzorasani. The Rebbe Shlomo created the first man with two forms, right? One in front and one in back, male and female, we'll see. That he was like a Siamese twin, connected at the back. One side was male, one side was female. So there was two yitzarim, two yitziros. Now even Hashem Elokim is a tzela. Now we're going to expand on that. The Rebbe Shem built the tzela. Tzela is usually translated rib, but Rashi says in Chumash even it doesn't mean rib, it means side. The tzela ha-mishkan. The mishkan that had no ribs. It was the side of the mishkan. So the word tzela means side. According to Rashi says, other Rishonim learned talk, it means a rib. There are Midrashim that say it means a rib. Didn't come from nowhere. But the Pashas, Rashi says it means a side. So Rabbi Shmuel, Chadomer Partsuf, one said that the Rebbeinu Shalom built that side, means that there were two distinct sides, like Siamese twins, two Partsufim, two features of what's it called, male and female, and the Rebbeinu Shalom built up one of them into woman. Chadamar parts of the Chadamar Zonav. One says that he took a tail that Adam Harishon had, and from that he made Chava. We usually don't speak about that in the seminaries, that Chava was made from a tail. Bishlama, the first one, yeah. Lamandomer parts of Hainu Dirsiv Ochor Vekedim Tsarasani. Right? According to the one who says that parts of, so that's, the Pasuk makes a lot of sense. It says the Rebbeinu Shem created me fore and aft, back and fore, back and back, front and back. That he created me with features in the front and features in the back. Elo lemandiomer zonav, my ocher v'kedim tzorasani. Right? Adam Harish only had one feature. Didn't have back and front. Kid Ravami. No, that pasuk you'd have to explain differently, like Ravami. Dom Ravami, ocher lemaisa breishis. The Rabbanu Shem created me at the end of all the other Maisa Bereishis, the Kedem LePuranios. But when it came to getting punished, man got punished first. So Bishlomo Ochel Maisa Bereishis Lo Ivri Ad Mali Shabs. I understand he was created at the end of Maisa Bereishis. He wasn't created till Friday. Everything else was created before him. And the reason was that he should be able to be Nichnas L'Suda. Right, he should be able to immediately enjoy the world. The world was created for him, so it all was prepared, like you prepare the meal before the person comes to the table. Right, unlike Japanese restaurants where they prepare the meal at the table. But Vaistois, that's not the normal way of doing things. You prepare the meal, you come to sit down after it's there. So the Mauritian was there after the meal was prepared. Or, as the Gemara says, that if he doesn't do what's right, then we tell him even a gnat was created before you. Right? Or if he does what's right, we say that everything was created for you, therefore you were created last. Ela v'kedem l'puranios, puranios demai. When was he designated for punishment before everybody else? Elei l'puranios de nachash, the puranios that came after the chait of eating from the Eitz Hadas. V'hatanya Rebbe Omer, b'gdola meschila min agadol. By good things you start from the bigger person. By curses you start from the smaller person. Right? By gedula, when we're speaking about what's it called, the kahuna and making the karbonos that the kohanim had to do, Moshe Rabbeinu first spoke to Aaron, then to Elazar, then to Yisomer. First from the greater person, then the lesser, and then the lesser after that. The klala maschilim and akotin. But by klala, you start from the cotton. Betchila niskal nachash, ulevesof niskal lechava. First the nachash, then chava, ulevesof niskal adam, and then only Adam. So we see that Adam was not first for puranios. He was last. And the Marsha says, why don't you learn the pasuk? The pasuk says, el ha-nachash amar, el ha-isha amar, el ha-adam amar. You see from the pasuk that the nachash came first and Adam was last. He says, no, in the pasuk you could say, ein muktam u'muchar batorah. But the Brisa says, beferish, that the order was as the Torah says. That's why it brought from the Brisa. Ela puranios de mabel. By the mabel, people were destroyed before the animals and everything else. D'chsiv ha'yimach es kol ha'yikum asher apneu adoma, me'odom v'ad behema. Bereisha odom v'hadar behema. And the reason, the Marsha says, is because the whole world was destroyed, not because they were bad. They were destroyed because people were bad. There's no need for them anymore. So because man was the cause of it all, he was destroyed first. And the male, everything else wasn't necessary anymore, it was also destroyed. Bishlom Adamant Yomer Partsuf, according to the one who says that man had a form on both sides, Hainu Dixi Vayitzer Bishnei Yudim. That's why it says Vayitzer with two Yudim, two different forms. Okay? Elo Adamant Yomer Zona, but according to the one that he had a tail that was built into Chava, my Vayitzer, why does it say Vayitzer? It wasn't two distinct creations, two distinct formings. Kid Rav Shimon ben Pazi. Dom Rav Shimon ben Pazi, oy loy mi yotzri, oy mi yitzri. The two yods are for the oy loy mi yotzri, oy mi yitzri. Not because there were two forms. So Bishlam of the other parts of, according to one says that there were two forms, Hainu Dixiv, Zohar, Nekeva, Baran. It says that God created them, Zohar, Nekeva. Mashma in the beginning, that one being was Zohar and Nekeva. El Laman Yomer Zana, but according to the one who says that there was a tail, my Zohar in the cave of Brahm, in the beginning man wasn't male and female, he was a male with a tail. Right. Kid Rabavo, the Rabavo Rami, Ksiv Zohar in the cave of Brahm, Rabavo said that the psukim seem to contradict each other. One place it says God created the male and female, and then it says, Kibitzelim Elohim, also es ha Adam, only male. Ketzak, Bitchila Olam Lashava Livros Beis. Originally, God had the intention to create male and female. That was his intention. In the end, he created a male, and then he made the female from her, from him. But that's why one pasuk reflects the plan, and the other pasuk reflects the actual, what actually happened, l'maisa. The Bishlam, l'man, the Omer, partsu, tainu, d'chsi, v'yizkor, basar, tachtena. Right? The fact that, what's it called, it says the Rabban Hashem closed up the, where he separated man and woman. So it makes sense. He had to separate them like Siamese twins, and then there was a raw cut where he separated them. It had to be closed up. Eleman Yomer Zona, my Vayiskor Basar Tachtena. I took off the tail. What do you have to close up? Rabbi Yirmiyahu, the same Rav Zviv, the same Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Lo Nitzruk El Makom Chatach. No, in that place where the tail was detached, it had to be closed off. There was an open, little bit of an open wound. Vishlamalim and the Amrizana, according to one who says there was a tail hanging in the sea, Vayivin. Says he built it. From the tail, you had to build up a woman. Right? Why did he have to say he built it? He just separated it, and they were there already. He didn't have to build anything. Look at Reb Shimon ben Asya. The Dorish Reb Shimon ben Asya, my Dersi, Vayivin Hashem es Hatzela, Malamit Shekola Kodesh Baruch Hu Lechava, Vayivin Adam Harishon. Right? He braided her hair and brought her to Adam Harishon, ready to get married. She came to Krachei Hayam, Korim Lekliyasa B'niyasa. In the islands, they used to call braiding binyan. And in fact, there's a mandiomer in the Gemara on Shabbos who says that you're chayiv on Shabbos if you braid your hair from binyan. We don't hold like that. Ain't derech binyan b'ka, but it's a kind of building, right? So some of the hairstyles are skyscrapers, not mamish building. Dover acher vayiven, omrav chizdov amri lo masnisa tana, malamit shebeno HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechava kebinyan otzer. The Rabbanu Shel Olam built chava, right, an otzer, a place for what? No, here it doesn't mean that. Here it means a place to put things, a machsan, right, like a machsan. Okay, ma otzer ze kotzer lamala v'rochel melmata. This kind of the machsan used to have for keeping the grain, a silo. It is narrow at the top and wide at the bottom. So there's no pressure that would push the walls out. Right? There's place for the tool with the more pressures at the bottom, so there's a place to expand. Kedeva Kabbalah Saperos, in order that when you put the tvua into this silo, it doesn't break the walls because of the pressure on the bottom. Afisha Ktsara Milmala Varachava Mamata. Woman also is narrow on the top and wide on the bottom, so when she gets pregnant, right, she can hold the baby and give birth. And that's the way a woman is built. Kedei l'kabelis havlad. Okay, Rashi. Achor v'kedim tzurasani, lashon tzura, a form. Tehainu shnei partzufim, two forms. Zachor nekeva barab, mashm v'tchilas b'riyasim ha'trei havitz. Mashm, even in the beginning, there were two, male and female. Hainu desiva yiven, she hayetzarech binyan, she had to be built. My vayivin v'lo kfar nivnish, already was built, according to the Man Yomar, who says that they were Siamese twins. Kedei lekabelis ha-peiros, she'im yiyah kotzer mumata, v'rochav milmala. If the silo would be built narrow at the bottom and wide at the top, te'ah tvua docheves ha-sakson, the pressure of the tvua would push out the walls on the bottom. Milmala, lekan u'lekan, sha'masa machbin aleim, because the pressure is greater at the bottom.